The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 13th. Today's word is orgulous, spelled O-R-G-U-L-O-U-S. Orgulous is an adjective that means proud. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Republic by Jacob Heilbrunn. He astutely recognized that intimate relations with the orgulous Kennedys could only heighten his influence. Indeed, apart from Robert Kennedy and Douglas Dillon, McNamara was the only member of Kennedy's cabinet to enter the president's social life. Shakespeare begins the Trojan War tale Troilus and Cressida using the word orgulous with these lines, "In Troy there lies the scene. From Isles of Greece the princes orgulous, their high blood chafed, have to the port of Athens sent their ships." This colorful word was first adopted in the 13th century from the Anglo-French word orgueilleux. After the Bard's Day, orgulous dropped from sight for 200 years. There's no record of its use until it was rejuvenated by the pens of Robert Southey and Sir Walter Scott in the early 1800s. 20th century authors, including James Joyce and W.H. Auden, continued its renaissance, and it remains an elegant, if infrequent, choice for today's writers. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.